We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shavuos, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Dalet. V'zeh shoich l'nachar kach baboiker macholei cholov. And based on what we've learned till now, we can understand also why following the night of Shavuos, where we stay up all night, we eat dairy the following morning. Zeh b'chinas einov k'yoinim roichatzois b'cholov. This is tied into a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Ve'isa be'idra, and it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh in this section that's called Idra, Sheze b'chinas she'enei ha'hashgocha mekablim me'enei pekicha delay noem, ayin shom. The Zohar HaKadosh says that this refers to the fact that kaviyochel, the eyes of Hashem that look upon us, they receive from the highest place, a place that's called the open eye that never closes, referring to the highest source of chesed, like the keser. And that's why we eat dairy. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Einov keyoinim roichatzois becholov. The eyes are bathed. The eyes are white, bathed like doves that are bathed in milk. V'alkein. Valkein achar shenoirim, and that's why after we've stayed up the whole night, shezebchinas eina pekicha, which represents the open eye, we've kept our eyes open. O zoichlin macholei cholov, then we eat these dairy products. Bebchinas einov roichatzeis becholov. V'chol zayidei bechinas kabbalas haTorah, shebchinas hashgocha shleima, and all of this is tied into receiving the Torah, which we said implies receiving the full hashgacha of Hashem. We showed earlier how the Torah, the four components of the Torah, correspond to the four components of the vision. The tlas gavrandeno basayin, the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye, corresponding to the ta'amim, nekudois, tagen, and oisis. Ki zehu gam kein b'chinas ha'hefresh shebein hashgachos yisbarach al Yisrael ben hashgacha shaleim. Because this is also tied into the difference between Hashem's hashgacha on the Jewish people versus his hashgacha on the others. Ki hashgacha shaleim hi b'chinas sheina. The hashgacha that Hashem, with which Hashem looks at the other nations, is compared to sleep. Like someone who's looking at something that he hates and it's disgusting to him, he can't take it. Shazai, take it from Yad Soisimenev. The moment he sees it, he closes his eyes. Veterim Shechoiz Radover Litzarabenov, who Soisman. And before the object even has a chance to come back into his eye, remember we spoke in the previous year that the way Rabbein Azal describes vision, looking at something, is your eye shoots out a beam to that item and then bounces back from that item into your eye, and that's how you receive the picture. Like, you receive the picture in your eye, in a sense, in your brain. So, but when a person sees something for a second and that they hate, that's disgusting, and they look and then they close their eye instantly, the beam went out from their eye. But even before it has a chance to come back, boom, he cut it off, like, because he doesn't really want to see. You ask him, did you see exactly what? The second I saw it, I closed my, he saw, but he doesn't even know exactly what he saw because he closed his eyes that quickly. So then the item does not take shape and form in the person's eye. Because he doesn't want something that he hates, to take shape and form in his eye. That's the description of Hashem's hashgacha on the idol worshippers, on the other nations. Shehu bechetzi horois. It's with 50% vision. They don't, the picture does not come back and take shape and form in the eye of Hashem, kavyochol. This is tied into the pasuk that says, and he closes his eyes from seeing, from looking at evil. Bechinas shena, closed eyes, is a concept of sleep. Bechinas einayim segurois. Ki einoy mashgiach aleim rak b'havora b'alma. Because kavyochol, when Hashem looks at them, he gives them only what we call a passing look. Boom, quickly. v'tekef u'miyad soismam kavyochel, and then immediately kavyochel Hashem closes his eye to them. Ki hibit el omol loisuchal, because Hashem doesn't like to look at things that he rejects. Aval hashgachos soyoleinu, whereas Hashem's hashgach upon us, he bechinas hashgacho shlema. That's a concept of a complete supervision, a complete look. Bechinas eina pekicha, the open eye. Shetomid einov pekucha is letoiv aleinu. Hashem's eyes are always open in a favorable way towards us. Bechinas hashgacho shel Eretz Yisrael. For example, like the Torah describes Hashem's hashgacho on Eretz Yisrael, shenemar bo, about which the pasuk says, Tomid einei Hashem alakecha bo mereishis hashana, that Hashem's eyes are constantly upon Eretz Yisrael. Tomid daika. Look at that word. Tomid implies bechinas eina pekicha. Kavir, like Hashem doesn't even blink. He doesn't close his eyes at all. His eyes are always looking at us. And because of the fact that Hashem is looking at us so carefully, so well, our image is, yes, formed in the eye of Hashem. And this is why the pasuk says, describing Matan Torah, Rav Nosson says, look at the conjugation of the word that's used there in the pasuk. It doesn't say ato roisa. It says ato horesa, which is nifal. You were seen. Dahainu she'ato nisroesa b'soichein av yizborach. You were seen by Hashem. Not you see, you were seen in the eyes of Hashem. Bebechinas hashgocha shleima. How? Al yedei kabbalah satoira kanal, through kabbalah satoira. V'zehu, and now you can also understand the second half of a pasuk that we quoted earlier a few times. V'zeh b'chinas orisi moiri im psami, shosisi yeni im chalavi. Meaning, shal yedei orisi moiri im psami, by fulfilling the first half of the pasuk, which we learned earlier, refers to the tzaddik gathering in the different nefoshos, the good ones and the bad ones, the moir and the besamim. Hayna b'chinas v'loikeach nefoshos chacham, v'yidei zeh shosisi yeni im chalavi. Through that, I was zochet to drink wine and milk. Hainu kabbalah satoira shenikreis yayin v'cholav. This refers to receiving the Torah, which is compared to wine and milk. Kamashikosov, as the pasuk says, Vasher ein loy kesef, and those who don't have money, lechu shivru ve'echoilu b'loy kesef, u'b'loy mecher yayin v'cholav. Go, partake, and eat without money, and without paying any price for the wine and milk. B'loy kesef, u'b'loy mecher daika, vasher ein loy kesef daika, k'ayidei shviras taivas kesef ezohov, Zeichen la Torah. This ties into what we were learning about Eve earlier. The person who doesn't have money, a person without a price, without payment, this is referring to those people who have been zeichet to conquer their tivus mamain. They've broken their tivus mamain. Through that, a person is zeichet to hashgocha shlema, which is synonymous with Torah, which is compared to yayin and cholov. We know that yayin is bigamatria 70, referring to the 70 interpretations of the Torah. Cholav is bigamatria 40, referring to the 40 days and 40 nights that Moshe Rabbeinu spent in heaven learning Torah, you know, receiving the Torah from Hashem. Paragraph A. V'zeh b'chinas imrois Hashem amorois tohoirois kesef tzoruf mezukok shivasayim. Rav Nosson Zal quotes this pasuk in Tehillim now, and he's going to interpret it and show how it ties into our whole topic. Hainu she'imrois Hashem dahainu toiro zoichnai de b'chinas kesef tzoruf. If a person wants to be zoichet to the statements of Hashem, the word of Hashem, imrois Hashem, you know how you do it? Through kesef tzoruf. Dahainu al yidei shemetzorfim umezakekim hakesef ezov. By purifying the kesef and zov, meaning becoming pure when it comes to money. Dahainu shemeshabrim taivas ashirus. The person breaks, destroys, eliminates the desire for personal wealth, personal glory. Exactly. And thereby the person is zoche to release and take out all the souls and sparks of Kedusha that are found in the money. Ayde ze nasa ha Torah kanal, and that's how a person is zoicha to Torah. Veze biatzmai mashakosav Rabbeinu Zal b'maimer Asherei Manal, and this is what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 13 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on. Shayde shviras taivas momoin yecholin likach nefoshos velaseis mize Torah. That by a Jew being zoicha to conquer his taivas momoin, that enables him to be zoicha to gather up the nefoshos and elevate them and go up with them and bring down Torah. Hainu kigam mize biatzmo inase Torah. Because from this act of breaking taivas momoin, that also generates Torah. Hainu mishviras taivas momoin. Ki kol hanefoshos vanitzutzos hem betoich hamomoin. Because all the souls and sparks of Kedusha are found in money. That's why money sparkles. That's why it's got to shine. That's why people are so attracted to it, because it has nefoshos in it. It has nitzutzos of Kedusha in it. Ukishat tzaddik meshaber taivas momoin. And when a tzaddik is zoicha to conquer his taivas momoin, hu moitzi hanitzutzos misham, he's able to release those sparks of kedusha that were held captive, in a sense, in the money, va'oisa mehem Torah, and he converts them to Torah. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, the Torah of Yom HaBikurim, ayin shom. There Rabbeinu Zal explains the malchus kedusha versus the malchus of the sitra achra. We know that the malchus is the bottom one on the ladder, the last one of the spheroids. Don, when the Jews traveled, Don was the last one. What does the Torah say about Don? Don is ma'aseif l'chol ha'machanois. Don gathered up all the stragglers, his job was isuf nefoshois, and also isuf of lost articles. When the Eden were traveling, any avedis, Don were the guys in the back who picked up all the slack. They picked up all... So, and Don is Malchus de Kedusha, Dina de Malchusa Dina. And Rabbeinu Zal writes there, the Malchus de Sitra Achra is Hamon, who is Amolek, Ma'aseif Momoin. What does he do? He gathers Momoin, money. Vayesapor lehem Hamon es kvoid oshroi v'roiv bonov. V'zeh shomar ha-chocham, and this is why the Chocham says, Hatzileni mi pizur ha-nefesh. Hashem, save me from pizur ha-nefesh. My soul shouldn't be scattered all over the place. Meaning, my possessions shouldn't be all over the place. He's got properties in Spain. He's got property here. He's got some stuff over there, investments over there. Ki ikar pizur hanefesh hu betoich hamomoin kanal. Because the main pizur hanefesh that a person experiences within his wealth, within his money, within his possessions. V'alkein lekichas ulekitas hanefoshes hanemar b'mayim razashrei omanal bebechinas orisi moirim somikanal ikar lekitosom humitoich taivas o ashirus sheshom nefilas kol hanefoshes chashom. Therefore, when Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran over there speaks about gathering up the souls and elevating them, he's talking about gathering up the souls and sparks of the Kedusha in the money, in money. Means gathering them up, those souls who have fallen into Taivas Momoin, Taivas Ashirus. That's why Rabbeinu Zal says over there that one who wants to release those souls, he has to be perfect with money. He's got to break the Taivas Momoin. He's got to have pure dealings with money. Because that's where he takes the nefoshos out of, for money. Money is a ditch. Rabbeinu Zal describes it in Torah Chof Gimel, in the first half of the Likutei Moran. Again, for those people who have taivas mamon, it's called a bottomless pit. The more they have, the more they want. The more they have, the more minus they are. He had $1 million, he only owed the bank $9 million. He had $1 billion, now he owes the bank $30 billion, you know. That's the derech of people who are chasing after taivas momoin. Nimtza shehamomoin biatzmoi nase Torah. So it ends up that the money itself becomes Torah. The haynu aydei shemeshaper taivas momoin umezakech umetzaraf hanitzus esekdeshim shoyisham umelakdom, by the person breaking taivas momoin and purifying those sparks of kedusha that are there and gathering them up, aydei ze nase Torah. That's how he creates Torah. Kesef Tsoruf. And this is why the Pasuk says, Imrois Hashem Amoris Tahoirois. Kesef Tzoruf. Nase al yidei b'chinas kesef tzoruf. By purifying the kesef, by dealing with money the right way, that's how a person zochet to these imrois Hashem, to release those sparks of kedusha, to elevate them, and to bring down new Torah. Aydei tzeruf v'zikucha kesef, shemoytzim shaman afoshois, aydei ze nase Torah kanalam. V'zehu mezukok shivosayim, and that's why the pasuk says purified, refined, 7 times 7. Sheva pamim sheva. B'china sheva shavuoi shal yemei ha-sfira. The pasuk there is being merames to the 7 weeks of sfira. Shebohem melaktin u'mekabtzim ha-nefoshes. That's the time period in which we gather up these souls. U'mevin oisam tachas ha-sfira v'aminyan kanal. And we bring them within the count. Like we said before, when something is scattered all over, you can't count, you lose count. By gathering it up together, then you're able to have a count of it. And the main place from which we gather up those souls is from the money. So it ends up that during these 49 days of Sfira, we're purifying this money, this kesef. V'zeo b'chinas kesef tzoruf. During this 7 times 7 period, that's when we end up purifying the kesef. And what's the product? What's the end result? On day 50, we're zoichet to kabul asa Torah, to receive the Torah. Ubechantim kevechoin es hazohov. Utziraftim kitzroifes hakesef. Hashem says, I will test the Jews and I will refine them like gold is refined, and I'll purify them again, further refine them like silver is refined. Sheikar bechinas vatzer, sheikar havchona, ikar habechina vatzeruf shal nefoshes Yisrael, the main testing and purification of Klal Yisrael, is in the purification of dealing with gold and silver. Kishom meluboshim kol hanefoshes kanal, because that's where all the nefoshes are. And again, we said earlier that the word nefesh means rotzoin. In Hebrew, the word nefesh is pronounced with rotzoin. So that's why we understand that. Why does everybody want money? They don't know. They don't see what's behind the money. They don't see the nefoshos and the nitzutzos of kedusha that are there. And again, when a person takes money and he buys food for Shabbos with it, he uses tzitzis, tefillin, tztaka, all of those things, when he does that, that's when he's releasing those nefoshos. Those nefoshos go up and they bring down new Torah. V'zeo b'chinas toiv li toiras picho. May alfei zohov okesef. The way people translate it usually is, Hashem, your Torah is more precious to me than thousands of gold and silver. But Rav Moshe Zalhir teaches it different. Toivli Torah spicha. How will I be zoche to that good, delicious Torah? May alfei zohov okesef. Daika. Shaydei shviras taivas kesef zohov. By a person being zoche to break the wrong kind of desire for money, that's how he generates Torah. Because he releases the nefoshos and he's zoche to make Torah from it.